We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN here about 9:55. We're talking today with Roger Brandon and Doug Tippin here about one-room schools, and we've talked a little bit. We veered off and talked a little about baseball here too, and what it was like back in the day with that same era, seeing all these baseball games, and you know, as far as people having old historical artifacts and bringing them to the museum, you guys take that in all the time, correct?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. We don't take a lot in. We got some pictures, but...
We mentioned Charles Sederquist earlier, and his uniform is on display at the Raleigh County Historical Museum. So, yes, if people have things they'd like to share with the community, why, they could always check with Cheryl Collins at the museum, and I think they would be willing to accept anything that people would like to donate for display.
And being able to, we don't want to take people's pictures, but if we could make copies of pictures of game action, teams that we don't have, and pictures from the rural schools of teachers, student groups, and things like that, it, just to enhance the record.
Yeah, and the This is a generation that some of the folks are not going to be around much longer here, and so to keep that living history is so important here. That era is such an important era of our time here. It was wartime. World War II was going on, and I know that had an impact on some of the activities. But yeah, seeing some of these pictures here, and I know you can't see them on the radio, but these books here. The book is called Town Team Baseball in Raleigh County during the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Do you guys have this at the museum? Can people check this out?
Yeah, they're available at the museum. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it'd be a fantastic read for anybody who's a big history buff or a sports enthusiast. And in the one-room schools mentioned, there's the open house coming up on October 6th. And I might just let you highlight that one more time in case anyone missed it here, Doug.
Yes, Rocky Ford School will be open to the public on Sunday, October 6th from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and through the years I've made a lot of posters on the one-room schools in Raleigh County, and we have those on display in the school that people can look at, and a lot of comments about one-room schools. So we'd be glad to have you come and check it out on October 6th.
And picking up oral histories, I took my little tape recorder around and recorded some of these things, and I think Doug and I would be willing to do that to capture some experiences from schools and baseball experiences.
What a great opportunity here for folks, and it's really neat to be able to talk about this. I'm a big baseball fan. I love historical baseball, and I know there's some old-time baseball teams that travel the state here, and they go play games like like the rules back then. When we talked during the break, the clothes that they wore, my goodness, in Kansas in the summertime, some of that wool, there's a lot of sweating going on.
Yes. And probably some baseball bats were taped up, they were cracked in previous games.
And that's a good point, yeah, and a lot of people use metal bats now in pickup games, but... Yeah, I mean, it's not like you can just go get a new bat right away. So, well, interesting. I really appreciate you guys coming on and having this discussion with us here. If people want more information about the Raleigh County Historical Museum, how can they find you guys?
Well, they can call me at home, which would be fine. My number is 785-539-8073. And anytime people would like to visit Rocky Ford School, you can give me a call or give the museum a call, and I'll be glad to go open it up and show it to people. So we've had a lot of groups come through to look at the school, and I'll show it anytime.
Okay. Well, Doug Tippin, Roger Brandon, thank you guys for being here, and hope you have a great rest of your week.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation Hour coming up next with Dave Lewis hosting. Stay tuned.